This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The American visa system is complicated. All the different categories and eligibility requirements and who is allowed to do what kind of work. The H-2B visa is designed to let hotels, resorts, restaurants, and landscapers hire seasonal workers when there aren't enough American citizens to take those jobs. Those employers, though, complain the government doesn't grant nearly enough H-2Bs, and with the next application period set to begin in July, they want the current limit of 66,000 H-2B visas raised or done away with altogether. Marketplace's Andy Euler checked in with one industry that depends on those H-2B workers.
On Maryland's eastern shore, crab season is less than 2 weeks away. Aubrey Vincent's getting ready. She runs the crab wholesaler Lindy's Seafood with her dad. Lindy sells to markets, restaurants, and has its own brand, Mary Ellen Crab Meat. She hires H-2B workers from Mexico and Central America to crack open freshly steamed crabs, extract the meat, and deliver the product.
Without this H-2B program and the seasonal workers that come year after year, our plants would be out of business. I mean, we just don't have the people here to do the jobs.
Her staff of mostly H-2B visa holders will start work on April 1st. But things were different for Lindy's last year. Vincent applied for 100 temporary work visas, didn't get any. The way the H-2B process works, you either get all the visas you're looking for or none.
We weren't sure what we were going to do because it essentially eliminated about 40% of our business, 40 to 50%.
In the middle of the crab season, the government released an additional 15,000 H-2Bs. Lindy's applied for and got 70 workers, enough to stave off disaster. If you're a business, you just never know how the whole H-2B thing is going to go. Bill Seeling is executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Seafood Industries Association. We reached him at a seafood conference in Boston.
Every year, you're totally in the dark as to whether you're going to be in business that year or not.
And he says the limit on H-2B visas makes it tough for crab plants to line up contracts year after year.
So if you're running a big organization, a supermarket chain or something, and you want to have crab meat consistently, you're going to go to a company that you know is always going to be able to meet your needs, not say, well, I'm sorry, this year I don't have any workers, but call me next year and I'll probably have workers again.
Seeling wants to get rid of the H-2B visa cap altogether. For now, the only thing in the works is the Department of Labor's plan to switch to a lottery system. Labor says it would be fairer and more orderly. To some employers, though, a lottery hardly seems fair. Boston immigration attorney Peter Kramer says all random selection does is avoid another Department of Labor website meltdown.
It keeps the DOL computers up, but it doesn't help the employers because they're still going to have that 1 in 3 chance of actually getting the visa.
Kramer would also like to see more H-2B workers in the country. Groups opposed to expanding legal immigration feel the opposite. Daniel Costa at the Economic Policy Institute opposes expansion for another reason. He says H-2B workers don't get a fair shake.
It's a captive worker program. They have a visa that is owned and controlled by an employer. They can't switch jobs easily. If they get fired, they become instantly deportable.
Costa says H-2B workers should be able to get a green card or apply for citizenship. He also thinks employer claims of worker shortages are overblown. Aubrey Vincent at Lindy Seafood says she would hire all American workers if she could, but there aren't enough willing to accept seasonal work. Vincent did manage to get all 105 visas she applied for this year, but there's no guarantee for the crab season after this one.
The pie's only so big, and unless they provide some type of, let's say, returning worker exemption or an increased cap, something along those lines is going to need to be done because there's still more demand than there are visas.
The federal government received about 100,000 H-2B visa applications in January and awarded 33,000. It'll hand out another 33,000 to the lucky visa winners this summer. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.